American Archives of Art, Smithsonian Institution, an interview with Ann Gerber on February 24th, 1983, at her home in Seattle. The interviewer is Ann Foch. you were just about to talk about, you were at the university.
School, yeah.
When was that?
1929. Class of 32, and I started as an art major, and didn't know who the head of the department was until I was a sophomore. The end of my sophomore year, I thought that little man with the mild blue eyes and steel-rimmed glasses was a janitor. And my teacher then was Ambrose Patterson and Raymond Hill. And I liked them both a lot. But Isaacs was the greatest influence. His idea was that students should not be told. They had to find out for themselves. They had to go more than halfway. And so for 2 or 3 years, more than 2 years, I was in utter confusion. Because nobody would tell me. And then it began to come with spending a lot of time with magazines and books and listening. There wasn't too much looking to do because everything was in 3x7 reproductions or 5x8 reproductions. And it really takes a... you have to go more than halfway to have anything reach under those circumstances. Isaacs, of course, had become a disciple of Cézanne, and that's where his colors came from, his organization. I really loved him, especially when I got to sit next to him at dinner at someone's house, and he had, with a few drinks under his belt, he was probably the funniest man I ever knew. I just loved him. So I finally, my sad thing was that he asked everybody else to sit for his portrait and never asked me. And that isn't very important.
Well,
but that's the way it was.
Sure. Were you studying painting?
Oh, sure.
Painting was.
Well, I ended with a sculpture and painting major.
Who was teaching sculpture?
That's their only teacher was Dudley Carter. Pratt.
Dudley Pratt. Right.
There were Dudley Carter, the white man carver of Indian motifs and I'm sorry, I gotta go down and turn on the dryer.
No trouble.
Oh, that's the handle.
Right. Now you were talking about
Dudley Pratt
being the sculptor. Sculpture teacher.
Well, I started sculpture in the beginning of my junior year, and I liked it so much I just kind of forgot about painting.
Was that wood or that you worked?
Never.
With
didn't do any wood. It was clay. Anything else? No, I think we were just modeling from clay.
Did you continue? I mean, after graduating, did you work?
No, I was married then, and life was too interesting. I'm sure I was never meant to be a practicing artist. Never an artist. Always an artnik.
From the beginning.
Yeah.
Did you?
Sidney wanted me to be an artist, but he didn't understand that probably. Because it was so hard for me to do, it was easier just to lay off. And besides, life was so interesting as a satellite, as his satellite, that I didn't feel any need to go beyond.
Did you stay though in touch with